Our first two contestants are Sue Casey and Kevin Belanger. Sue, how long have you lived in D.C.?
It's 6 years now.
Now, if you moved, I've never lived here, what would you miss about D.C.?
Aside from the taxation without representation?
Is that a little Washington sarcasm I detect there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, capital
maybe
sarcasm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Probably the farmer's markets.
Oh, they're good.
They're really good.
All right. Kevin, what would you miss about D.C.?
I think I'd miss most just riding my bike around and all of a sudden I look by, oh, there's the White House. Oh, I'm on the Capitol steps.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
It is pretty cool. Okay, so our first game is called Battle Hymn of the D.C.s, which is a music game and also sounds deceptively patriotic. Jonathan, take this one away.
Yes, indeed. We have taken the song The Battle Hymn of the Republic, but we have changed the lyrics to be about famous individuals with the initials D.C. So all you have to do is ring in and guess the D.C. that I'm thinking about. And we'd prefer it if you sang the answer.
All right.
Of course.
You're not required to, but we would prefer it.
Yeah.
We would.
Yeah.
Everybody would, clearly.
Obviously. And the winner will move on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
My eyes have seen the glory of his striking hair of red. On TV, he's a detective where he finds the bodies dead. He's known for an accessory he places on his head. He puts sunglasses on. Glory, glory. Sue?
David Caruso.
That's right. Our Sunday show, the glory of their athletes' victory. Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman, Tony Romo, Coach Landry. Their cheerleaders are famous, and though many don't agree, they're called America's team. Kevin.
Glory, glory, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, love it.
You're not booing me,
right?
All right. I don't think so.
Good, thank you.
I hope
you.
Not.
That was an interesting reaction. Love the singing, enjoyed getting the answer right, angry of the mixture of glory and Dallas Cowboys. Angry at that mixture.
He played a cast of characters we still quote to this day. He asked if the ad was special, he was chopping broccoli. But I wonder if it's prudent at this juncture if I say he wants to pump you up. Kevin.
Glory, glory, Dana Carvey.
You got it.
Kevin, have you ever had any singing lessons, any background in choral?
A little bit. I just got done with my first ever musical, so I'm pretty
excited. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
My goodness.
This was good casting on our part.
Although their name is singular, the group was made of three. Oh, we had to say their name and get prepared for their jelly. They don't need us to pay their bills. A solo act broke free. Now Beyoncé marches on. Kevin.
Glory, glory, Destiny's Child.
Amen, sister. You got that right. My favorite line in the whole show is, we had to say their name and get prepared for their jelly. Get ready, because I don't think you're ready. You don't seem ready for my jelly. This character was pompous, serving drinks was not her aim, but she hooked up with the bartender, her square-jawed love-hate flame. She labored in a joint where everybody knows your name, Thursday nights on NBC.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Sue.
Glory, glory, Diane Chambers.
Yeah. He started as a journalist, but hosting was his game. His voice was deep, his fro was big, he had a groovy aim to put funk and jazz and R&B aboard a TV train. This man had lots of soul.
Sue's nothing. Shaking her head.
Soul! No, anybody in the audience know the answer?
Don Cornelius. That's correct, yes. This is your last clue. He was born in Tennessee. That's where he learned to hunt and trap. Yes, this 19th century hero might have worn a coonskin cap. He was taken at the Alamo and known around the map as King of the Wild Frontier. Sue.
Glory, glory, Davy Crockett.
That's right.
Yeah.
Art, what are the results of that game?
That was a tie. We are going to a tiebreaker. What comedian born right here in Washington, D.C., walked away from his hit Comedy Central show in 2005? Kevin.
Dave Chappelle.
That is correct. You're a winner.
Thank you so much, Sue. And Kevin, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.